Ah, sagen, dass es sich Michael Giesler, 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 G as in Jordan, Giesler, Giesler, Michael, Michael, date of birth is 2/22/1950, 2/22/50. Date of visit was 11/26/24. Next, please make a copy for Brian Bogdanovics, MD. Bogdanovics, B-O-G, D-A, A-N-O-W-I-C-Z, Bogdanovics. Oh, I'm sorry. Please make a copy for Natalie Ingerski. I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I. Natalie. N-A-T-A-L-I-E. A-P-R-N. Next. Next paragraph. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending Michael Giesler for pulmonary evaluation. Next. His present illness. This is a 74-year-old white male with a history of chronic cough, and white sputum production has had a chest CT that was done in May of 24, which showed a scattered linear opacities over both lung fields associated with bronchiectasis in the right mid lobe and left lower lobe. And there was a mild parenchymal fibrosis period. There was also evidence of left nephrolithiasis and cholelithiasis period. The patient has a history of gastroesophageal reflux and esophagitis. He has gained weight and has a history of mild diabetes as well as hypertension. Patient does use montelukast for allergies. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for TURP for prostatic hypertrophy in December of 23, and a history of cataract surgery with implants. Also a history for prostate cancer with prostate biopsy and radiation therapy. He has had a TURP done in the past and has had eyelid surgery done. And he had a laminoplasty. And a cervical disc fusion done. Next paragraph. Habits the patient does not smoke, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke. He worked in steel mills and drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father, dead of been just about failure, mother died of dementia. Next, review of systems. The patient has had some weight loss, no fatigue or fever, no glaucoma but had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, denies asthma, but has a persistent cough and some shortness of breath. He has heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations or leg swelling, no depression. Denies easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash or itching. Next, med list. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Telmisartan, 20 milligrams daily. Levothyroxine, 88 micrograms a day. And Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white male is alert. No acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing or perforedema. Blood pressure 128 by 80, pulse is 86, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 184, saturation 96. HE and diathalamsphalic. Pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no intonation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest decreased excursions. Occasional wheezes scattered bilaterally. Few crackles at the right base. Heart sounds irregular, someone in S2. And no murmur or gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will 1 plus reflexes. No gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1. Chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. Number 2 is mild interstitial lung disease. Number 3 is hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. And number 5 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to get a CT chest to evaluate the lung infiltrates. Also get a CBC, IgE level, CMP, and a complete pulmonary function study. He will use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, I-N-G-E-R-S-K-I, A-R-N-P. I'm sorry, A-P-R-N. Thank you, Dr. Souza.